When Carol Shea Porter first ran for Congress 8 years ago, few gave her much of a shot. Most of the powers that be in the Democratic Party lined up behind someone else, and her campaign was a decidedly hand-to-mouth operation.
Well, nobody got paid, first of all, so you didn't have to raise that much money if nobody gets paid.
That's Caroline French. Back then, she was in charge of making sure Shea Porter got to her events on time. French says that first race was won on pure enthusiasm.
We were very organic, and then we just went out and did things, and then we came back and said what we had done.
The campaign went town by town to gather voter lists because they couldn't afford to purchase databases. When they printed cards to hang on doorknobs, Bob Perry, another volunteer and a Democratic state rep, says he had to punch out the holes for every hanger by hand.
And I remember doing that in front of Laurie's house. I was pounding them out on her stone wall. So that's how fundamental it was in the beginning.
These days, Shea Porter can count on support from big national groups. For instance, the Sierra Club endorsed her and is paying a staff member to help the campaign full-time until the election. And to date, Shea Porter has raised and spent substantially more money than Frank Ginta, though as of the end of September, the Ginta campaign had more cash on hand. She has now won the seat, which by some measures is the most competitive in the country, 3 of the 4 times she's run.
The grassroots is still very much there. I still rely on them. I don't take any corporate PAC money or D.C. lobbyist money. So I'm still following the same rules that I set for myself and promised everybody in 2006.
Shea Porter says if her campaigns have changed, it's because outside money is changing campaigns in general.
Just turn your television on. Everybody knows. You see one ad after another after another.
But so far, even the flood of super PAC spending has broken in Shea Porter's favor. Most polls say the race is a toss-up, and it's the Republicans' best chance for picking up a seat in New Hampshire. In a midterm election, it's all about which voters show up. And thanks to the president's falling popularity, Ginta supporters like Romeo Lacasse, a developer from Laconia, are expected to be out in force.
I think he's much better than Carol Shea Porter as far as issues that I'm concerned about. Taxes, regulations, all the stuff that's coming out of the federal government at this point.
If Shea Porter's going to win, she has to reach occasional voters, like Manchester residents Justin and Rebecca Martin. They favor an increased minimum wage and more access to affordable student loans, but if you ask them who they voted for last time...
No, I don't remember.
I know I voted presidency, but as far as, like, any other, like, governor-type voting, I don't even tell you. I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't remember.
Shea Porter supporters believe that their network of door knockers and phone bankers are up to this task. Lucy Edwards, another longtime Shea Porter foot soldier, says even if the national tide is flowing against Democrats, their operation is geared to resist it.
If you're running a real grassroots campaign, and like I said, I don't think we see very, very many of those at all. I think that that's a whole different dynamic, to be honest with you. You know, it's people to people, people talking to people.
In just a few weeks, the Shea Porter campaign will find out if that's true. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.